Hazav vihazava, a man or a woman who have a flow of ziva coming out of them. Shebadku atzman biyom rishon, that they do a bedika on the first day of their shiva nikiyim, the first day of the days that they're supposed to be clean. Umatzu tahor, and they find that it's clean. Uvayom ashvi umatzu tahor, and on the seventh day. That they are supposed to check, and that was clean. Ushar yamim shebein atayim lo badku, and on all of the days in between, they neglected to make a bedika. Rabbi Eliezer says, harei hein becheskas tahara. They have an assumption of being pure. Rabbi Yoshua says, ein lehem ele yom rishon v'yom ashvi bilvad, meaning they only have two clean days of counting, and therefore they have to count another five clean days. And they would count those five clean days subsequent to the seventh, to that seventh day. Rabbi Akiva says, no, they don't count the first day at all. Ein lahem ela yom hashvi'i bilvad. That they only have the seventh day, and they must count another six clean days. The halacha follows Rabbi Eliezer, that they are assumed to have established a chazakah of tahara after the first day's exam and the seventh day exam, and that is sufficient. Mishnah Dalid, hazav ve'azava ve'hanidav ha'yoledes ve'hametzora. If a zav or a zava or a nida or a woman who gave birth or a mitzora, one who has tzara'as, dies, shemesu, mitamim b'masa ad she'imo kabasar. They are able to transfer tumah, impurity, until through masa by being carried together with another object. They're able to transfer that tumah to another object. Ad sheyimo kabasar, until their flesh decays. Nachri shemes, a Gentile who dies, tahor milatame b'masa, does not render any impurity through masa, through carrying. Beis Shammai omrim, Beis Shammai says, kol hanashim mesos nidos. All women who die are treated as if they are nidos, and that they have the ability, therefore, to transfer tumas nida b'masa. Uveis Hillel omrim, and Beis Hillel says, ein nida ela shemesa nida. The only women who are considered who are treated as nidos are those who died while we know they were a nida. Otherwise, we don't necessarily assume that they are nidos.